Hey, Vikram.
Hello, and, Rachel.
And hello, plant people. Guess what?
What?
We're going to talk about pies.
Oh, yes, we are.
And fruits. And pies. and fruits.
Fruit in them.
Yes. Yep. I mean, you can't really talk about pies without talking about savory ones too, because I guess it kind of seems like a lot of them started as savory pies,
which is interesting. So I
not technically though did right. did you in your research, did you see, I'm sure you did, because I sent you a bunch of I'm just spamming Vikram with pie stuff,
pie facts,
but yeah, anything you watch about the history of pie will say that you can trace its lineage back to ancient Egypt, mm-hmm. where they had what they called galettes, which were like honey-filled oat and spelt, all kinds of grain, kind of hard outside.
Whatever grains they had available.
Yeah, and then honey inside.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
It does. So in my brain, mm-hmm. galette is a French word.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a type of tart or cake or something.
Okay.
Let's double check.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think it's like pastry with...
Yes.
You know, like kind of folded over like a filling of some kind. Because I've had like a savory galette.
Yes. It's a flat, round, or free form crusty cake. So, yeah, it looks like a tartan.
I'm sorry. It looks like a what?
A tartan.
Tartan. I don't know French. I just know the word galette.
That is, it's like a fancy apple pie without like a top crust.
Okay. Okay. I've been doing... Like, I don't know if I can say like brand names. I have been doing Spanish learning app.
Yeah, me too. Sorry. I don't know. I think I said it right the first time. Tartan.
Okay.
And then I tried to add another R in there. But yeah, it's like an upside down, like you make it upside down, like an upside down cake, but it's pastry. So the bottom does end up being pastry, but you do it on top and then you flip it over.
Got it. So I feel like next I need to do the French on my phone learning language app so that I know the names for more pastries and only for that.
That makes sense.
That's the only reason I want to learn French.
And I guess the only reason I know some of those is I dumbly took French in high school, which made no sense because I grew up in South Texas. Spanish would have been a lot more helpful.
Listen, so I took, this has nothing to do with anything, but I took Spanish like 7th through 9th grade and then Latin.
Wow.
And then I took 4 semesters of ancient Greek in college.
But that kind of makes sense for your academic trajectory with plant stuff. Like knowing the Latin makes sense.
Or I just only want to talk to European ghosts.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm cool with that. I love that show, Ghosts. So,
accidentally summon a demon. I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah. You could do that.
Trying to say plant names. But yeah, so I learned more. How do I say this? I found the history of pies way more interesting than I expected to.
Oh, okay.
And that sounds weird to say.
No, I don't think it's weird. I feel bad because we're only going to scratch the surface and I wanted to get like deep in this, but it would take way too long. Like I was on JSTOR looking stuff up and I was like, okay, I can't get this far into it because there's no way we're going to get of that stuff.
We can deep dive this if you want to.
No, we're going to keep to like... There's several cute videos on YouTube that you could watch that has most of this information.
Yeah.
But we will get into fruits more than most of, anything I saw did. So,
okay.
Going back to the history of pie, right? So we talked about ancient Egypt in the Neolithic period. Mm-hmm. That's like some of the first examples we have of pies. Like a pastry. Even there was, I thought this made me think of you when you were talking about herb versus herb.
So
there is a very ancient recipe for chicken pie on a Sumer tablet.
Oh, wow.
So like Sumer, but we say Sumerian.
Sumerian,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. So it was like Sumer tablet. I don't know. Huh. Whatever. But yeah, even to the point, Egyptians liked it so much. Ramses II was buried with a pastry recipe.
Like, in his tomb. Such a mood.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm going to the afterlife. I definitely need pastry.
I need to take this with me.
I am with him 100% on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. He's probably got like his baking beans in there for blind baking. He's like, I'm prepared to make pie in the afterlife.
Go.
Yes. And then we see pie in the Mediterranean, in Greece, where It was made, they made pastry just to seal the juices in from meats to keep it fresh. Like they didn't, I don't even think they ate the outside of it.
Huh.
And that's common later in England as well.
Yeah.
That a lot of the pies that we are more familiar with today came from ones that they were just using it as a way to transport their meat or to not look at like dodgy meat, as they would say. Mm-hmm. Got some dodgy meat. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't do that. But it's England, so we don't care.
Yeah.
This is America.
It's fine. Throw them in the harbor. It's okay.
Yeah. But anyway.
You got to take that out, yeah. I think.
Wait, what did you say?
I said throw them in the harbor. It's fine.
I think that's fine. Come on. Whatever.
I don't know how to get to Boston.
I love British people. So, yeah, in Greece, they used pastry to seal in the juices. And then, of course, the Romans stole it. And
sure they did.
They did their own thing. But through the history of the Greeks and the Romans, we learned that they actually had a separate profession for a pastry chef that was different from a baker.
I thought that was really interesting. Yeah. I saw that too.
Yeah.
And I guess the difference was that they incorporate fat mm-hmm. into pastries mm-hmm. and that like a baker.
Ooh. But bread doesn't. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. So that was, and even today, a lot of times that's the main differentiator. Huh. That's not
between like a pastry chef and a baker.
No, I just meant like between pastry and bread.
Oh, okay.
Except, you know, all of that gets changed, especially when you come to America and we're putting butter and milk and all kinds of stuff in our bread because we're cool.
You're darn right we are.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
I'm not even, right. I don't even feel bad.
I don't feel bad either because also in my studies of pie, it seems like once pie got to America, we just took off with that. We were like, we're going to have pie with every meal. We're going to make pies with lemons and all kinds of stuff that y'all never even thought of before.
Which is fantastic.
Exactly. There's even an American Pie Council. I know what? I sent you that. Yeah, we take our pie very seriously.
Very seriously.
Yes.
You should go get like another master's degree, but just be like, can I study pie?
I never told you that like I'm a secret pie pastry wizard. I am really good at making pie.
Oh, I make a good pie too. We're going to have to make pies and bring them in.
Yes. And there's like all these different ways you can make crusts with, you know, some people are like, you have to use 7-Up. Some people use vodka. Some people, you know, ice water, lemon juice. Uh-huh. My tried and true is like ice water and lemon juice. But I have tried the vodka and the 7-Up methods.
How is that?
I didn't.
Any better? Just
not
meh,
really. It's just fine. Whatever. Okay. I don't find that it, I don't know. It seems like a hassle.
Okay.
And 7-Up is sticky. And vodka is vodka. I don't want to smell vodka while I'm making pie stuff. Although I will say I am a big supporter of when you macerate your berries or any kind of fruit that you're going to put in a pie. Mm-hmm. If you throw some bourbon or rye or whiskey mm-hmm. into that, that tastes so good with cinnamon and clove.
It makes such a good flavor.
Yes.
I use bourbon in my pecan pies.
Yes.
And
yeah.
It like the flavors are right.
Yeah. Same with, I do it a lot with my apple pies, mm-hmm. is I'll throw like a rye in there or bourbon.
So what's your favorite?
Those are like the same, right? I don't know, whatever.
Rye is a different, yeah.
Yeah, or it's a type
a different
of,
grain. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of pie to make?
I don't know. I like to make a lot of pies. One time I made a strawberry balsamic basil pie, and was really good.
That sounds amazing.
Yes. I told you, I'm a pie whisperer.
This is new information.
Pumpkin cheesecake is easy pie to make.
Yeah, I like pumpkin
cheesecake.
That's a
really easy one. So, like, I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's an easy one to do that pretty much always comes out delicious.
I made pumpkin cheesecake empanadas last year because I had leftover dough.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't want to make like a whole.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That was fun.
Yes.
Anyway.
Empanada actually just means like wrapped in bread.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
Pan.
Yeah.
Pan.
Sure does.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know this about you. This is fun. So we started, this is some like inside baseball here, but like when we started talking about doing this episode about pies, Rachel was like, I don't know what we're going to talk about. Like, is this going to be a good episode?
Because it's not related to gardening.
I don't care. Like, you know everything about pies.
I'm sorry. I'm a child that grew up watching the cooking channel.
I love
channel,
it.
And
I think
then
it's great.
I like to make pie.
Yeah, I'm not. I think it's great. I'm not making fun of you.
No, it's just a weird fact about myself.
Huh, I like it.
So, yeah, we kind of trace those things. Pie gets all over. It makes its way to Europe through the Roman roads.
Okay.
And let's go to England, because, you know, those are our predecessors here in some ways, at least culinarily in some ways also. I don't know. Don't at me. I know we're a melting pot. Okay. So I just wanted to talk about that. They used to call pie coffin, like pie crust was called coffin because the word coffin with a Y, C-O-F-F-Y-N, was also what you buried people in, but it literally just meant box or basket.
That makes sense.
And then again, Americans came in like the 1700s when we started getting real big on pie, and we were like, no, we're calling it crust, and we're done calling this, like, I'm not showing up to like someone's wake with a pie and being like, here's a delicious coffin next to your coffin.
Good move all around.
Yes.
Way to go, us.
Apparently, even, you know, I in my research, people in the UK are also like, yes, this is a much better word.
This was a good choice.
This is the move. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I talked about the predecessors to the pies we're used to. So we all probably have heard of a pasty because we all have read or seen Harry Potter movies.
Right.
But that was a bit like the main pie during the Industrial Revolution because it was a way for miners to hold their food. The crimped part, that's where they would hold that with their dirty hands and not have to get their food dirty.
They wouldn't eat the crimped part.
Yeah, and they'd throw that away.
It was just a handle.
And they used to like wrap them in muslin cloth and like shove it down their pants to keep themselves warm and to keep their lunch warm. It was cold times, okay?
Listen, I'm not judging. If I had to work down in a mine.
Yeah.
I would do what you gotta do.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of
course, it's funny though. Like,
yeah. And it was a way to like hide all the gross things that they were eating. Like,
yeah, they didn't want to think
about it. Well, not gross. I don't know. I feel like I would dig eel pie, which was a big thing back in the day.
I would try that.
Yeah. And then, you know, you get references to Sweeney Todd, and people are like, oh, are you putting cats or peoples into your pies? It's a secret.
Yeah. No one knows. Yeah.
Did you come across animated pies?
I must have missed animated. Okay. What is an animated pie?
You know, generally pies have been the food of working class.
Yeah.
And it's an easy way to eat. Yeah. It's portable. Yep. It's the first like takeaway foods. But there was a time that the British royalty were very into pies and they made a big deal about this. And an animated pie is basically the predecessor of a scantily clad woman jumping out of a cake. Is that they would bake like rabbits, crows, small people. I don't know. I think maybe they baked them ahead of time and then placed them inside.
I would hope so.
And something live would jump out of the pie.
So what's that nursery rhyme with the like, isn't there like
the kid puts his thumbs
like,
in the
pie? No, there's like 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. Is that where that comes from?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I missed that, because that's interesting.
Yes, animated pies.
Animated pies. Where my brain went to is there's a trend on social media right now where people like bake like blueberry pies and then put, or just, you know, whatever kind of red, purple colored pies, and then carve like creepy faces into the top crust. Mm-hmm. So it looks like they're like, I don't know.
Oozing blood?
Yes. Yeah. Like creepy Halloween pies. That's where for some reason, that's why. The other thought I had was like in old like Tom and Jerry cartoons where they would set the pie in the window to cool and like the.
And the scent is like animated with like a hand that's like drawing them in.
So that's where my brain went.
That makes sense. I don't know why it's not animated, but my brain also went to the Three Stooges just like pieing each other. Okay, so we're in America now, and we like pies.
Yeah, we
and
do.
We're making pies all the time.
And doing all the things with them. Yeah,
apparently, like, into, I think, the 1800s, Americans literally had pie with, like, every meal.
Huh.
Yeah. We were just apparently all about it.
I'm all about it.
And apple pie, even though we all are associated with things being as American as apple pie. It did not originate here.
No.
But we really have made our claim to apple pie.
Yeah.
But
you can't have it back, England.
No, you cannot. Neither can you, Germany, with your egg, cheese, apple pie, whatever. I saw a video about that. Actually, it kind of sounded good.
Really?
Like, it turned out kind of, it's kind of like a quiche.
Like a sweet quiche?
No, it's not even that sweet because, like, they didn't.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't like heavily
sweet. I don't know.
Interesting.
But
I would try it.
Yes. So. I'm just like, woo, 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 pie.
I'm all about this. This is great.
We're in North America now.
Yeah.
We didn't have apples And this is where I need Vikram to jump in, because English settlers brought over apples, and I'm guessing apple seeds, and honeybees.
Yes.
So this was not native, and things have changed a lot, too. I also read that Johnny Appleseed, a.k.a. Johnny Chapman, sold apple trees that no longer exist today because of, you know, commercial market demands, that we wanted apples to be shelfable for months and months at a time and just different things like that. So
the history of the apple is really fascinating. So apples are actually native to Northern Asia. So like Kazakhstan.
Okay.
Even into parts of China.
Okay.
There are some like endemic apples. So there's a black apple called a black diamond. So there's a couple of different black apples. There's an Arkansas black and a black diamond. A black diamond is very similar to a Red Delicious in terms of the way it looks, in terms of its like texture and things like that. They're one that you pull off the tree and you keep in storage for months and months and months, and the sugars develop over time. So that's not one you want to eat right off the tree.
Is the skin of the apple like darker than a Red Delicious?
It's black. Almost black. It's like a deep
purple.
That
sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It sounds weird, but it seems like it would be more inviting to my eyes. Like
They're really pretty.
The eye to taste thing where you're like, oh, I want to eat that.
Yeah.
Like,
So apparently if you eat them fresh, they're like a Red Delicious. Kind of meh. But if you leave them in storage and cold storage for a while, the sugars develop. And then like 3-4 months later, they taste great.
Are they crisp, though?
They're more crisp.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
I don't like... I'm not
they don't get real mealy.
I don't like a mealy apple. I know some people do.
So they were, so they're native to Asia, and then they were, transported throughout Europe and the Mediterranean and different places. So as they went, there was lots of variety already natively in apples. It's likely that our ancient ancestors, and when I say ancient ancestors, I mean,
like Neanderthals?
Yeah, like pre-Homo sapiens in some cases. Mm-hmm. Ancestors were eating like sour crab apples as much as, I've read estimates of like 500,000 years ago, 200,000 plus years ago. So like a long time ago. But over time, over the last, say, 10,000 years, 8,000 BCE are some of the earliest records of cultivated apples throughout Europe and parts of Asia. So they were very common in England at the time that our original settlers or like original European settlers started to reach the Americas. And then when we think about like, what are the early colonies? Like Jamestown, is that right?
Yeah.
Plymouth colonies, all of those.
Jamestown, Roanoke, all that. Yeah. No, we don't talk about Roanoke.
No, yeah. it didn't take long. Like they actually started to import apples and apple seeds almost immediately. So
and
it was
honeybees.
Actually, and honeybees.
Because to pollinate the apples. Yeah, which is weird. Like
because we don't have any native. Actually, we barely have anything native that's in that even like genus or anything.
What, like bees? But we have bees. We just didn't have honeybees.
Right. But our native bees wouldn't have had any relationship with those plants.
Right.
So
that makes sense.
They
wouldn't go for it.
They probably wouldn't forage on them heavily, but the European honeybee would because they have those native relationships.
Can you imagine sailing across the Atlantic
with
beehives?
Angry bees.
Yeah. That are like, what?
Yeah, what are we doing?
What is this?
There's no flowers. What is going on?
They're probably like under the deck in the dark.
It took weeks.
Yeah.
At the time, right?
Yeah, or more like months.
Yeah, crazy.
It could take months. Woo, that sounds crazy.
With hives of angry bees. Yeah. So they started to plant them. They traded with indigenous peoples at the time with apple seeds. And so they started to import apples and pears and other things in that family.
Yeah.
And over time, it became, again, as American as apple pie, because at the time of our independence in the late 1700s, apples were so widely planted across North America, or at least across the United States, that it people would think of it as a native plant.
Yeah,
would think of it as something that is part of our culture.
Yeah,
because it was. They were traded. Again, Johnny Appleseed. He started one of the first commercial nurseries in the United States for different varieties of apple trees. Mm. He would plant them all out, and it's interesting. So, if you go back, say 150 years to when Texas was, a young state, there were over 100, I think maybe 120 apple varieties in the state of Texas.
Wow.
That were commonly grown and cultivated and sold and eaten.
But it's just, it's not, you would never, like most of us don't realize this is not a native tree to our continent.
No, no, they're not.
Crab apples were, by the way. There were some crab apples,
but the actual like apple that we know was not. And so over time, they are actually relatively easy compared to some other trees to get new varieties of. They cross-pollinate readily. They diverge pretty readily into new varieties. So there were hundreds of apple varieties in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the grocery store now, and there's 8, 10, 15 if you're really lucky.
Yeah.
Because, like you were saying earlier, the modern varieties we have like available at common markets are the ones that shelf well, that transport well, that keep some of those like quote-unquote apple-y characteristics we think of. And so there is so much diversity in this plant out there. And so there's actually some research going on. I've got a colleague here at Tech that's looking into historic varieties of apple trees. And we've actually been trying to do some grafting work and bring some of these old Texas varieties back to see if we can get them reestablished. And because there's some beautiful apples out there that just don't end up in the market anymore. And it's not that nobody grows them. It's just that like you've got to go to specialty markets or on-farm markets or things to get them.
Because get it most, regionally, you know, just eat regionally.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And so again, over time, you know, it became again, American as apple pie, but it's really, really not.
It's also because we made it better because we don't have the best history in terms of why we had sugar and sweeteners and things, but sugar was much more readily available here because we were producing it.
Yeah.
So we started sweetening our pies and the apple pie became what it's more commonly known as today because of earlier settlers being able to use sugar and sweetening their pies with either that or maple syrup or just other kinds of just sweeteners. We're America's sweet, apparently.
Yeah.
We got sugar stuff available.
Yeah, we do.
And by the way, I don't know how people feel about Thanksgiving, but we always talk about pumpkin pie. There was not pumpkin pie at the original Thanksgiving.
There would not have
been. It came later. Yeah, we didn't have that stuff available to us. We didn't have the ovens or the capabilities to make a pie out of pumpkin at that time.
A baked pie.
Yeah.
But if we were looking for a native USA pie, it would be pumpkin pie.
Yes.
Because squash is native to the Americas.
Yeah.
And between butternut squash and the pumpkins that we think of today, the big orange pumpkins.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, in different parts of the world, they call butternut squash pumpkins.
Yes.
It's sort of a catch-all term for any hard-necked, like winter squash. But pumpkin pie, yeah, that would be if we wanted a native pie to eat. Like if you're like, I only want to eat pies made from things that are native to the Americas, then pumpkin pie is one of your options.
What about pecans? Because I know that's a big Texas thing.
There are Texas native pecans for sure.
Are pecans native to...
Throughout the Americas. So, yeah, I mean, we do have native pecans here.
So that's another, it's a native pie.
You could
pie.
Have pecan pie.
I don't, whoever thought we'd be like, these are native pies.
Yeah. Ha. Some other ones you could have. I'm looking through a list of some native fruits to the Americas that are commonly turned into pies. Strawberry, blueberry, raspberry. I don't know that I've actually ever had a raspberry pie, but I bet it'd be good. I don't know.
Yeah.
Blackberry.
I know I've used it in like a mixed berry pie. I haven't done straight up raspberries. I've done like strawberry raspberry.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
Ooh, I bet it is. Plum, black cherry.
Plum.
But then also things like pecans and walnuts. Those are native. Coca is native to Central and South America. So like a chocolate pie.
Yeah.
A vanilla, like any vanilla you would use in a pie. So a lot of other things are actually native to the Americas.
And even things that aren't, like lemons and things like that, I believe I read that Americans were the ones that were like, oh yeah, let's put that in a
Why
pie.
Why not?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Who doesn't? I love lemon pie and key lime pie.
Key lime pie is so
or
good.
Or like a lemon bar.
Woo. Is that more like a cheesecake?
What?
Like a key lime pie?
I don't know. I don't
know.
I'm not sure. I thought it was more like it's like a custard.
Yeah, it's more like custard. You're right.
It's our version of custard.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
There's different ways to make it, though. That's the thing is like it could be more like a cheesecake or, even like some people use like a Jell-O kind of pudding thing to make it. Just depends on what kind of recipe you're using. And you mentioned cocoa pie. When I did my recitals for my master's, I paid my musicians with chocolate pies, Mexican chocolate pies.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I bet that's awesome.
It was delicious. I mean, for them to accept pies, because I was broke in college, and I was like, I can't really pay you guys, but I will make your own chocolate pie.
That's cool. That is cool. Sweet potatoes, too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's not a fruit pie.
Yeah.
Because it's not a fruit.
No.
But those are native to the Americas as well.
I feel like people conflate it with pumpkin pie, and they expect it to taste like pumpkin pie.
And it's very much not.
Because they have a similar color.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's not.
I like sweet potato pie.
I do too. Yeah.
But it is definitely not pumpkin pie.
Yeah. I like a lot of pies. I haven't had Boston cream pie because I can't have cream.
Mm.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But there's lots of debates over that too.
Hmm.
In Massachusetts, like, some other town is like, no, we printed the recipe first. And the other town's like, no, it's Boston.
Pie drama.
Yes. There's a lot of pie drama.
Amazing.
I found this out.
Fantastic. I love that.
So what you also mentioned, pears. I have not had a pear pie, but
that's
a fruit tree. And what about peaches? Because technically, like, cobblers and some other things, they are a relative of pie, or they are technically pies, depending on how you make them.
And even like a double crusted peach pie is very good.
Yeah. So are peaches native? And Vikram would know, he's a peach guy. If y'all didn't know, Vikram has a peach orchard.
I do. We have to replant a bunch of trees. But yes, I do. Don't go out there right now. It looks sad.
We
just cut a bunch of trees down. But it is actually native to Asia,
specifically
mainly Northwest China.
Mm. Which is funny, again, that I feel like that's another fruit that feels so American, like a Georgia peach, you know, that's what we think about. Like,
well, and a lot of our stone fruits, so peaches.
Pears.
No, that's not it.
That's
peaches, cherries, some of those other things.
Yeah. Nectarines. There you go. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, I believe there are plums that are native to... So, yeah, plums are native to North America,
mm-hmm.
black cherries as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple other stone fruits, but like peaches and nectarines, and I believe apricots as well, are native to Asia.
Okay. I just think people's minds are going to be blown that apples are not native to America.
No. And, you know, I think that's an interesting point to make because we have such a global food market now.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to all these things that we've been discussing, like... We think, oh, we just, and we talked in a previous episode about seasonality in terms mm-hmm. of like what's in the garden. I think our food supply is very much that way.
Mm-hmm.
Just like,
yeah,
you just think that, oh, I don't know where this came from. It came from the grocery store. But like, if we look at what's actually native to the Americas, if we were going to stick with that, like it really reduces our food palate quite a bit, which is, it is what it is, right? I think we have the food system we do. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it exposes people to a wide variety of things that in the past they may have never had or never gotten to see. And I think that's super cool.
Absolutely. Well, we got to wrap it up. So the last thing I will say is Americans also influenced the size and shape of pies now, the way we do, like the pie dish that we consider a pie dish, that started here with us trying to make ingredients go a really long way.
Sure. Okay.
You know, so we were the first ones that started being like, oh, we're going to put it in a shallow dish and just like make this go as far as possible.
9.5-inch dish or whatever.
Yeah. And I also wanted to leave us with the thought that, especially with food history, describing the past is not the same as understanding the past because we don't have the same lens of how much work it would take someone to either acquire these ingredients or the process in which to make them, how hard that was without modern technologies.
That's a really good point because it does, you know, we just think of, oh, just go pop it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Well. Exactly. So chew on that and go bake a pie.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.